With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. NYPD says they've cleared Hamilton Hall on the Columbia campus. They've secured the building. They say Columbia has requested that they remain on campus until May 17th. Ben Chang, Columbia University's Vice President of Public Affairs, says the protests are unfair to others on campus.
The encampment has created an unwelcoming environment for many of our Jewish students and faculty and a noisy distraction that interferes with the teaching, learning, and preparing for final exams of our professors and students.
On the West Coast, violent clashes between pro-Israel and pro-Hamas protesters tonight at UCLA. Barricades at the Palestinian encampment are being torn down, fireworks going off. This follows pro-Hamas protesters preventing Jewish students from entering campus and from using the library, and the school did nothing to stop them. Security guards were told to evacuate tonight. Police were called. They're still not there. Fire department is on the scene dealing with injuries. On X, the Libs of TikTok account posted video of students at UNC Chapel Hill protecting the American flag from pro-Hamas anti-America protesters who reportedly tried to remove the flag. A group of guys are standing around the flagpole keeping the flag from touching the ground while the angry Hamas mob screams vulgarities. Also at SRNnews.com, the Justice Department wants to reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug.
In what would be an historic shift in American drug policy, the Biden administration proposes making marijuana use a less serious federal crime. The proposal still must be reviewed by the White House Office of Management and Budget. A change in classification would not legalize marijuana nationwide, but it would shake up cannabis policy. President Biden made a campaign promise to decriminalize marijuana. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Biden administration's considering bringing Palestinians to the U.S. as refugees. This is SRN News. The United Methodist Church loses more congregations.
This time they're not inside the U.S. UMC delegates have voted to allow a large group of churches in Russia, Belarus, Kyrgyzstan, and Kazakhstan to leave the denomination over issues of homosexuality. Thousands of congregations in this country have quit the UMC in recent years as its leadership has embraced gay marriage and homosexual ordination. The Eurasian congregations will form a new, more conservative denomination. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A bill that would have banned gay pride flags in Tennessee public school classrooms has been spiked after failing to attract enough support in the GOP-controlled Senate. The proposal easily cleared the similarly Republican-dominant House nearly 2 months prior. Earlier this year, the American Civil Liberties Union sent a threatening letter to town, school, and school district officials across the U.S. who have banned gay pride displays. This is SRN News. Stocks in the month of April with a thud.
Stocks closed out a wretched April on Wall Street with even more losses, cementing the market's worst month since September. The S&P 500 fell 1.6% Tuesday, pulling it further below the record high it set in late March. The Dow lost 570 points. That's about 1.5%. The Nasdaq Composite sank 2%. Treasury yields rose again in the bond market, ratcheting up the pressure on stocks. That came after a report showed workers won big gains in pay and benefits during the first 3 months of the year. A number of reports recently has suggested that inflation remains stubbornly high. That has helped dash hopes that the Federal Reserve would be able to deliver several interest rate cuts this year. Seth Sutel, New York.
Amazon's reported strong results for the first quarter. The Seattle-based company said it earned $143 billion in revenue in the first 3 months of this year. More details at srnnews.com.